New Delhi, on March 7, in connection with the Delhi excise policy case, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, will question former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister and AAP leader Manish Sisodia in Tihar Jail, said sources. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court sent him to judicial custody till March 20, earlier on March 6. On February 26, Sisodia was arrested, in an ongoing investigation of a case related to alleged irregularities in the framing and implementation of the excise policy of the National Capital Territory of Delhi, GNCTD. The special judge M.K. Nagpal on March 6, sent Sisodia to judicial custody for 14 days after noting that CBI didn't demand further custody of him at this time, but it may be sought later if required. Sisodia has been allowed to have medicines prescribed in his MLC conducted by the CBI officials. He has also been permitted to carry a pair of spectacles, a diary, a pen, and a copy of the Gita during the judicial custody period. As requested by Sisodia's side, the court also directed the jail superintendent to consider the request of keeping the accused in the Vipassana cell, meditation cell. The CBI during the hearing submitted that he has not supported the investigation, and the witnesses were terrified. His party and leaders are politicizing the matter and that various important witnesses are to be examined, CBI added. On the last date, the court issued notice to CBI on bail moved by Sisodia and listed the matter for March 10, 2023. Earlier, Sisodia himself submitted in the court that CBI officials are taking care of me, treating me respectfully and giving all things and not using any third degree. But they are making me to sit so long 9 to 10 hours daily and asking the same questions again and again, it not less not mental harassment. On this, the court directed CBI not to ask repetitive questions. The Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, leader in his bail petition in a trial court stated that no fruitful purpose would be served to keep him in custody as all the recoveries have already been made. With inputs from ANI.